The Book of Daniel, number 192, unveiling the hidden history, prophetic alignments from Daniel 11, and the sealing of the 144,000 key takeaways. The article delves into the complex prophetic narratives woven within Daniel chapter 11, specifically focusing on the hidden history in verse 40, marking the end in 1989, and the impending Sunday law in verse 41. This period is pivotal for the sealing of the 144,000 and is intricately connected with significant events and figures, notably Donald Trump's presidency and the formation of the image of the beast. The discussion extends to the alignment of various prophetic lines, including the Maccabean revolt and Nebuchadnezzar's dream, all converging towards the Sunday law. The article emphasizes the urgency of recognizing and preparing for these unfolding events as they signify the nearing end times and the culmination of God's judgment. Daniel 11:10-15, particularly verses 13-15, presents three prophetic lines converging towards the Sunday law, highlighting the reemergence of the papacy, the political journey of Donald Trump, and the spiritual warfare symbolized by the Maccabean revolt. The hidden history from 1989 to the Sunday law is crucial for the sealing of the 144,000, encompassing the test associated with the formation of the image of the beast and the unsealing of the prophetic messages, including Nebuchadnezzar's dream. Donald Trump's presidency, marked by his impeachments and the controversial 2020 election, plays a significant role in the prophetic timeline, especially his campaigns and the political dynamics leading to his second term. The Maccabean revolt against Hellenistic influences and the alliance between Antiochus III and Philip of Macedon are paralleled with modern spiritual battles in the formation of the image of the beast, emphasizing the merging of apostate Protestantism and republicanism. The article posits that the period from Trump's first term to his anticipated second term is laden with prophetic significance, leading to the Sunday law and marking a time of testing for God's people. The sealing message, identified as the revelation of Jesus Christ unsealed before the Sunday law, is crucial for understanding the events leading up to the end times, requiring vigilant study and preparation. We are considering the hidden history of verse 40 of Daniel chapter 11, when it ceases its written testimony at the time of the end in 1989, unto the Sunday law of verse 41. The hidden history represents the structure to align all the prophetic lines of the last days upon, for the sealing of the 144,000 takes place within that hidden history. That history is where the test associated with the formation of the image of the beast occurs. It is therefore the history where Nebuchadnezzar's hidden dream of the image of the beasts is unsealed. That hidden history is where the hidden history from Donald Trump's first term concludes in verse 2 of Daniel 11, unto verse 3, aligns. That hidden history is the portion of the prophecy of Daniel that relates to the last days, and it is the revelation of Jesus Christ, which is unsealed just before probation closes at the Sunday law. All of these lines of truth are represented as the removal of the seventh and final seal. Verses 10 through 15 of Daniel 11 are to be aligned with that hidden history, and the last three of those verses present three prophetic lines. They identify when the papacy intrudes back into history, as it did in the year 200 BC, when pagan Rome first entered the prophetic history represented in Daniel chapter 11, verse 14. That verse, and the fulfillment of that verse in the history of pagan Rome, established the vision. For pagan Rome was the symbol of the power that exalted itself, robbed God's people, and then fell. Apostate Protestantism applied the verse to Antiochus Epiphanes, but the Millerites applied it to pagan Rome, identifying the verse as a testing truth in Millerite history. Today, modern Laodicean Adventism's theologians again teach that it is Antiochus Epiphanes, so it is again a testing truth. Not only is it a testing truth, but the verse and its fulfillment in 200 BC identifies when the whore of Tyre, modern Rome, begins to sing her satanic songs and points to the papacy entering into last day history, and therefore represents the primary testing truth of the last days that aligns with testing truth represented by the debate of Millerite history. The three verses also represent the line of the Republican horn of the earth beast and identify the prophetic steps of Donald Trump as he enters into his second term as the eighth president, that is, of the seven presidents, in a line of presidents that began with Ronald Reagan at the time of the end in 1989. After the Battle of Raphia, of verse 12, Antiochus first suppresses a rebellion within the United States, then prepares for a war against globalism, represented by Egypt in the Battle of Panium. Trump wins that war, but the war initiates World War III, Actium. These activities were typified by Antiochus III Magnus, who had been defeated by Egypt at the Battle of Raphia, but would victoriously retaliate at the Battle of Panium. In verse 13, after a number of years, Antiochus Magnus, as Uriah Smith states, Antiochus, having suppressed rebellion in his kingdom and reduced and settled the eastern parts in their obedience, was at leisure for any enterprise when young Epiphanes came to the throne of Egypt, and thinking this too good an opportunity for enlarging his dominion to be let slip, he raised an immense army greater than the former. Trump will first suppress a rebellion in his kingdom, and then prepare a larger army than he had when he was previously defeated. Trump was defeated in 2020 in fulfillment of Revelation chapter 11, when the beast of atheism, representing worldwide globalism, and the globalists of both the Democratic and the Republican parties, stole the election. And as the primary proxy army of the Whore of Tyre, it will be also a defeat when Putin will be victorious over the Ukraine. The third prophetic line in the three verses we are considering is the line of apostate Protestantism, as represented by the line of the Maccabees and their revolt against Antiochus Epiphanes' attempts to force the religion of Greece upon the Jews. The line of Trump and the line of apostate Protestantism represent the two powers that will ultimately merge into the horn, represented as the image of the beast. Verses 13 through 15 represent the history that leads to the Sunday Law, and the two lines of apostate Protestantism and apostate Republicanism illustrate the interplay of the two powers as they come together and merge church and state in advance of the Sunday Law. In past articles, we have identified that the three events represented by the dates of 1776, 1789, and 1798, which represent the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Alien and Sedition Acts, and which identify a period that led to the beginning of the Earth Beast as the sixth kingdom of Bible prophecy. For this reason, those three waymarks represent three waymarks that lead to the ending of the sixth kingdom of Bible prophecy. We have identified that the 22 years that span 1776 unto 1798 symbolize the sealing time of the 144,000, for the number 22 is a symbol of the combination of divinity with humanity. We have identified the history as bearing the signature of truth. For the first and last waymarks represent independence established and independence removed. All three waymarks represent the primary symbol of the earth beast, for they all represent the speaking of the United States. For the speaking of a nation is an action of the legislative and judicial authorities. The middle waymark of 1789 and the Constitution was ratified by 13 colonies, and the middle letter in the Hebrew word truth is the 13th. The 22 years from 1776 unto 1798 also align with the 22 letters that make up the Hebrew alphabet. We have also identified that the Alien and Sedition Acts of 1798 represent the point where the United States speaks as a dragon. The history of the League of the Jews with Rome, that is part of the line of apostate Protestantism in verses 13 to 15 of Daniel 11, represents a period when the image of the beast is formed, and the formation of that image is the final test for the 144,000. It is the test they must pass before they are sealed. The League of the Jews from 161 BC to 158 BC is therefore a serious element of the test where those called to be among the 144,000 is accomplished. To accept that 161 BC to 158 BC represents a period of time being symbolized by the League of the Jews opposes the teaching of history. For the historians teach the League was 161 BC, while the Millerites taught it was 158 BC, and their conviction of that fact is represented upon both sacred charts. The question is not alone whether the historians are correct in dating 161 BC for the League of the Jews, or if the Millerites were correct in identifying 158 BC. In either of those two choices, there is a group which would agree with your choice. The question is whether both the historians and the Millerites are correct, and that the truth concerning the League with the Jews actually represents a period of time, as opposed to one of two possible singular points in history. In previous articles, we have provided what we believe to be valid sanctified logic that the League with Rome and the Jews represents a period from 161 BC unto 158 BC, and that the period typifies the formation of the image of the beast. This being the case, even the determination to accept that the League of the Jews with Rome is a period of time becomes a test, and in that prophetic sense it agrees with the fact that the formation of the image of the beast is the great test for the people of God. That being said, 158 BC identifies when the league between the apostate Jews known as the Maccabees was firmly established with Rome, and thus typifies the Sunday law, for the Bible asks the rhetorical question, can two walk together except they be agreed? 158 BC identifies where and when apostate Protestantism joins hands with the papal power, and the period which began in 161 BC that led to 158 BC identifies the period of time that is representing the formation of the image of the beast. It is essential to recognize that the period is identifying when apostate Protestantism will join with apostate Republicanism. Both of those apostate powers are represented in verses 13 through 15, so they share some common waymarks. It is correct to apply 1776, 1789, and 1798 as typifying September 11, 2001, followed by the Pelosi trials of the false flag movement associated with January 6, 2021, and the inaugural period of Biden's stolen election that leads to the Sunday law. In the application, the Patriot Act of 2001, aligning with the Declaration of Independence, presents a waymark identifying the beginning of the removal of independence. Then the second waymark of the kangaroo court of Pelosi and Schiff aligning with the ratification of the Constitution, thus typifying the beginning of the overturning of the Constitution. Followed by the third waymark of the Alien and Sedition Acts, representing the United States speaking as a dragon. To apply these waymarks in this fashion is to identify the waymarks of apostate Protestantism as represented by the Maccabees. At another level, to identify the three waymarks in association with apostate republicanism produces a slightly different application. September 11, 2001 aligns with 1776, but 1789, for apostate republicanism, aligns with the Alien and Sedition Acts and establishes a distinction between those acts and the speaking of the dragon that is represented by Sunday enforcement. When the two lines are placed together in the context of the image of the beast test, they form the prophetic structure of the setting up of the image of the beast, and the great test for the people of God is the formation of the image of the beast. For the people of God, the formation of the image of the beast must first be recognized as it is represented, formed, in God's word, in order for those last day people to recognize that formation in the political and religious world. So how could the Pelosi trials of January 6, 2021 align with the Alien and Sedition Acts? The Pelosi trials mark the celebration by the beast of the bottomless pit who had just slain the rich president who had stirred up globalism. That history of celebration began with the period of Biden's inauguration, and it represents a period that ends with Trump's second inauguration. It should be noted that Trump campaigns for president three times, and in the first and last he wins, but in the middle his victory was stolen by the power that the scripture identifies as the father of lies. The Pelosi trials that began with the stolen election identify a second set of revenge Pelosi trials that begin when Trump is inaugurated January 20, 2025. The period of the term of Joe Biden's presidency begins with a series of Pelosi trials, and it ends with a series of Pelosi trials. Both are political trials, but those prosecuted in the second set of trials are those who led out in the first trials. At Trump's second inauguration, the year 164 BC is marked. Trump's second inauguration is typified by 164 BC, and the rededicating the Jewish temple represents the rededication of the political temple for a second time. That was the very year that Antiochus Epiphanes died, and he was the power who pushed the religious practices of Greece upon the Jews, thus causing the Maccabean Revolt of 167 BC. At Trump's second inauguration in 2025, the religion of Greece, globalism, will be fully subdued in the United States, and satanic miracles will begin to empower the work of bringing church and state together. At that point, Trump will sign executive orders that parallel the Alien and Sedition Acts, thus marking the beginning of the formation of the Image of the Beast, 161 BC, and he will begin the second series of Pelosi trials. The Alien and Sedition Acts mark the beginning of the period of the formation of the Image of the Beast, and that period ends at the Sunday Law, as typified by 158 BC. Thus, the period that is the formation of the Image of the Beast begins with the acts that allow Trump to shut down the mainstream media, expel illegal aliens, and arrest and bring to trial those who are involved with the conspiracy of the Democratic Party. The beginning of the period marks the political persecution brought by Trump, and it ends with religious persecution. In this sense, the middle way mark of 1789 and the Constitution is the Pelosi trials of 2021, which represent a period that ends with the same history as at the beginning, but the last set of Pelosi trials is a political reversal of those who are currently being prosecuted and imprisoned. The second way mark in the line of apostate Protestantism is the Pelosi trials that encompass the presidency of Joe Biden, and the period ends in January 2025, when the waymark of 1789, in the line of apostate republicanism, arrives on January 20, 2025, with the executive orders that immediately follow Trump's second inauguration. That begins a period with the nation speaking as a dragon, alien and sedition acts, that leads to the Sunday Law, where the nation speaks as a dragon. In that period, the Constitution, represented by 1789, is progressively overturned. At Trump's second inauguration, he becomes the eighth president that is of the seven, and the formation of the Image of the Beast identifies how the apostate horns of Protestantism and republicanism come together as one horn, with the Protestants in control of the relationship. In the very same history, those who have been called to be the 144,000 are sealed in advance of being lifted up as the horn of true Protestantism at the soon coming Sunday Law. The sealing message that is the revelation of Jesus Christ, which is unsealed just before probation closes, is that portion of Daniel that relates to the last days. That portion which is unsealed is the hidden history of Daniel 11 verse 40 and verses 13 to 15 align with that hidden history. Therefore, the message that is unsealed just before probation closes, that has been typified by the hidden prophetic message of Nebuchadnezzar's image of the beasts, is the very message of the joining of the two sticks of the apostate horns of Protestantism and republicanism, represented by the Maccabees and Antiochus III in verse 13 through 15. The message identifying the formation of the image of the beast is the message that conveys the sanctification that seals the true Protestant horn. In verse 14, in the year 200 BC, pagan Rome is first introduced into the prophetic narrative, as it rose up to protect the new infant king of Egypt from an alliance against Egypt that had been formed by Antiochus III and Philip of Macedon. That year, the Battle of Panium was carried out by Antiochus III against Ptolemy V. The introduction of the robbers of thy people, who established the vision, an alliance between Antiochus and Philip, and the Battle of Panium all took place that year. Therefore, the waymark identifies an alliance between Antiochus, who typifies the republican horn of the earth beast, and Philip of Macedon, the ancient name for Greece, typifying the United Nations. At the prophetic level, at the Battle of Panium, an alliance between the dragon, Macedon, and the false prophet, USA, takes place. The underlying motivation for the alliance was to divide up the domain of Egypt, which would represent a collapsing Russia. When Jesus took his disciples to Panium, it was then named Caesarea Philippi. Herod the Great's grandson, Herod Philippi, had accomplished the restoration of the city and named it after Caesar Augustus and himself, thus Caesarea Philippi. Their relationship represents Rome with Rome, but Philippi is a lesser Rome in relation to Caesar. And at the prophetic level, Herod Philippi represents Salome, the daughter of Herodias. Therefore, with the name Caesarea Philippi, we find Herod Philippi representing the false prophet and Caesar representing the papacy. Panium's prophetic history therefore sets forth two alliances, one where the false prophet Trump joins hands with the dragon, the United Nations, and the other where the false prophet Trump joins hands with the papacy, Caesar. In verse 16, the Sunday law is represented, and it is there where the threefold union is implemented. But the arrangement was actually put in place prior to the Sunday law, in verse 15 and the Battle of Panium. By the decree enforcing the institution of the papacy, in violation of the law of God, our nation will disconnect herself fully from righteousness. When Protestantism shall stretch her hand across the gulf to grasp the hand of the Roman power, when she shall reach over the abyss to clasp hands with spiritualism, when, under the influence of this threefold union, our country shall repudiate every principle of its constitution as a Protestant and Republican government and shall make provision for the propagation of papal falsehoods and delusions, then we may know that the time has come for the marvelous working of Satan and that the end is near. Testimonies, Volume 5, 4 and 51. We will continue this study in our next article. Revelation is not the creation or invention of something new, but the manifestation of what was, until revealed, unknown to human beings. The great and eternal truths contained in the gospel are revealed through diligent searching and humbling of ourselves before God. The divine teacher leads the mind of the humble seeker for truth, and by the Holy Spirit's guidance, the truths of the Word are made known to him. And there can be no more certain and efficient way of knowledge than in being thus guided. The promise of the Savior was, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. It is through the impartation of the Holy Spirit that we are made to understand the Word of God. The psalmist writes, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O let me not wander from thy commandments. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law." We are admonished to seek for the truth as for hid treasure. The Lord opens the understanding of the true seeker after truth, and the Holy Spirit enables him to grasp the truths of revelation. This is what the psalmist means when he asks that his eyes may be opened to behold wondrous things out of the law. When the soul pants after the excellencies of Jesus Christ, the mind is enabled to grasp the glories of the better world. Only by the aid of the divine teacher can we understand the truths of the Word of God. In Christ's school, we learn to be meek and lowly because there is given to us an understanding of the mysteries of godliness. He who inspired the Word was the true expositor of the Word. Christ illustrated his teachings by calling the attention of his hearers to the simple laws of nature and to the familiar objects which they daily saw and handled. Thus he led their minds from the natural to the spiritual. Many failed of grasping at once the meaning of his parables, but as they day by day came in contact with the objects with which the great teacher had associated spiritual truths, some discerned the lessons of divine truth he had sought to impress, and these were convinced of the truth of his mission and converted to the gospel. Sabbath School Worker, December 1st, 1909.